you know, the film opens up to this chaotic, sort of gory scene. Can you tell me a little bit about what it was like being a part of that?
Well, I think there's a few levels of trauma, and you would expect that as a naive student, the first level, presuming you can handle the blood and guts, and that's not something that's totally, you know, offensive to you, that you can sort of stomach it, is a little bit of an attraction to the appeal of being this immediate lifesaver. And, you know, it appears very cinematic, in fact. And I think that's in part why I thought, you know, wow, this sort of belongs. People should experience this because, wow, what a rush. And, you know, it's very invigorating. And there's probably a real adrenaline component to that. But that's deceptive. In fact, it's part of the storyline in the film that we try to tell, is which we say is, you know, it would be easy to see this as the reason for emergency medicine and the reason for what these doctors are doing. But that's not true at all. In fact, as the film follows these training doctors through their film, of course, I'm one of them, you start to figure out that, wow, actually, you know, trauma is just the tip of the iceberg, that really, you know, the real crisis, the real trauma in American healthcare is these people who are waiting in our waiting room, who probably, even with healthcare reform, are still going to have to wait in our waiting room.
Now, let's go out into the waiting room. The name of the movie refers to, Code Black means the waiting room is full.
It became in the media vernacular somewhat recently. You remember when Oklahoma had a string of just horrific tornadoes and storms, took out a few communities and was effectively, you know, disaster zones. And so a few hospitals that were there were in code black. And what that means is that not only is the ER packed, but that there's the, you know, a saturation of available beds in the hospital upstairs, so that there's sort of this gridlock effect going on. And of course, the only real area in the hospital that can really accommodate a gridlock or that's used to it is the ER. And that's when you start to see all these stretchers piling up in the hallways. And what we thought was really interesting in sort of titling the film was that, you know, code black was this term that came up for this hospital in Oklahoma, their darkest hour. Well, at a big county hospital, and we're not the only ones, of course, in Los Angeles, every urban center has one. We're in code black almost most of the time, almost, you know, 60, 70% of the time, we're effectively in a real emergency because there's no place to put a tidal wave of casualties, of patients who need help.
And who are the patients that most often seek care at Los Angeles County Hospital?
I think in our experience, it's a lot of working poor. It often even isn't an insurance issue. Some of the time, it's just people who, you know, just can't get to a doctor in normal business hours. You know, we forget that there's, of course, coverage, and then there's access. And access is a problem in its own self.
Ryan, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks so much. Great to be on your show.